Okay, so this paper just dropped from ByteDance and a couple other labs. And it's asking the question I think everyone's been dancing around. Can an LLM actually learn from its own experience?
Right.
Not in training. I mean in deployment. The agent runs, it tries things, it fails, it succeeds. And then the next time it runs, is it actually better?
Yeah, and most benchmarks just don't test that. They evaluate the model as a fixed policy. How good is it right now? And then they stop.
Exactly. And real deployments don't work that way. You've got agents accumulating trajectories constantly. So the paper sets up this thing called S3 Gym, which is basically a framework to test whether the agent can actually turn experience into improvement.
Mm-hmm.
They're decomposing it into three capabilities. Self-testing, the agent explores and gathers evidence. Self-judging, it evaluates what happened and why. Self-improvement, it actually uses that interpretation to change behavior next time.
That's clean. And the reason that framing matters is that most papers either focus on experience collection or on model learning, and they don't actually test whether the judgment step, the translation from I succeeded to here is a policy I can reuse, actually works.
Right. So the benchmark has this explicit separation. There's an exploration phase where the agent tries things and can be pretty permissive. And then there's a held out evaluation phase where it has to prove the improvement transfers. And critically, the model self-judgment is evaluated separately from the environment's ground truth outcome.
Oh, that's good.
So you can actually catch when the agent is fooling itself. It thinks it succeeded, but the environment says no.
And that's the verification infrastructure problem all over again. You need the ground truth to audit the judgment.
They test this across 7 games. Chess, Minesweeper, Tetris, Snake, Plants vs. Zombies, a couple others. Each one has different problem structure. Latent rule induction, constraint satisfaction, spatial planning. And here's the key. Exploration and evaluation configs are related but different. So you can't just memorize what worked in exploration and replay it.
You have to actually extract transferable knowledge.
Exactly. Now they test 3 ways to incorporate experience. History ICL, you just keep the full interaction history in context. Summary memory, you compress the trajectories into natural language rules. Parameter training, you update the model weights on successful trajectories. And the paper's diagnosis is that recognizing successful actions is not the bottleneck. The bottleneck is transforming that recognition into an executable and transferable policy.
That's exactly the harness problem we've been talking about.
Right? The model can recognize success in context. But translating that into a policy that transfers, that's not a capability problem. That's a control layer problem. You need the right infrastructure around the model to make that translation work.
Which is unglamorous and nobody ships it because it looks like boilerplate, but it's load-bearing. This paper proves it.
And the fact that the same model succeeds at learning on one game and completely fails on another tells you that task structure matters more than model skill. The bottleneck is not the model. It's the fit between the model, the task, and the harness.
That's production reality right there. You can throw Claude at a problem, and if the harness isn't shaped right for the task, it's going to fail no matter how capable the model is.
So this is a validation of what we saw in harness dev and the versatile design work. The infrastructure is the product. The model is the commodity.
And S3 Gym gives you a way to diagnose where the breakdown is happening. Is it in the testing phase, the judgment phase, the policy transfer? You can isolate it.
The paper doesn't ship code or a downloadable benchmark, as far as I can tell. But they have a project page with details on the game implementations. If you're building agent systems and you want to test whether your self-improvement loop is actually working, this is the framework to use.
And the diagnostic value is real. Most teams just pile up trajectories and hope the model learns. This forces you to actually measure whether it's learning and where it's failing.
Yeah,
I think this is one of those papers that's going to quietly reshape how teams think about agent evaluation. Not because it's flashy, but because it's honest about what the actual problem is.
Right. It's not LLMs can't self-improve. Its self-improvement depends on task structure, judgment quality, and policy transfer infrastructure. That's a much more useful finding.
And if you're shipping agents in production, this is the work that's going to actually matter.